Hare Krishna. Here I am. Well, I guess that is an obvious existential statement, that wherever I am, there I am. So I am here. Here is doing dressing Radha Damodar in New Rajadam. And you may hear that I've had a really bad cold. And for me, cold is like the next thing to a near-death experience. This is a bad cold. I haven't had such a bad cold in a long time. I can't even remember. So that prevented me from the Bhagavatam class I was supposed to give this morning, dressing Radhasham Sundar, and Bhutan Govinda Maharaj is here. He's filling in for me, although he is leaving pretty soon as well. And it was great having him here visit, albeit for a short time. And tomorrow, just at this time, I'm headed off to Budapest, seeing the neurology surgeon, and then from then going to the hospital. And then on Friday to London, and then to Mumbai, GBC meetings. I feel a little incomplete, and that I really haven't done all the things that I wanted to do. Of course, I was already off in India for 2 months. I went back, and then I was late by 2 weeks, and I have so many things to do. There's more things to do than there's time to do it in, and it's a dynamic, I think, that all devotees experience, not just necessarily GBCs and leaders and gurus. There's many expectations, many things to do in terms of projects, in terms of management, in terms of personal counseling, in terms of preaching, but not enough time. And then, of course, then there's our main thing. And the main thing is to be Krishna conscious. That was the primary thing we came to Krishna consciousness for. We came to this movement to go back home, back to Godhead, and we can't neglect that either. So the end result is that, and then you throw in age, and throw it in because it's a reality for everybody. And then as age comes, things become even more unpredictable, like health issues and so on. And then one has to start prioritizing more and more. What are the important things? What are the urgent important things to do? And as a result, some issues, some people don't get attended to. Hare Krishna. Well, that's what to do. And it's not like being Krishna consciousness is second fiddle to everything else. That it's the primary thing. What's the point of all of our preaching and all of our programs and everything else if when bottom line we don't have pure devotees to show for it? And to be a pure devotee, it just doesn't happen by accident. It just doesn't happen, quote unquote, automatically. So yuktahara viharasa yukta chetasa karmasu. Krishna tells us, yes, we should live a balanced life. And being balanced in Kali Yuga, in a movement that has a lot of expectations. Srila Prabhupada really set the bar high in terms of performance. It's not easy. It's a real balancing act. But you got to do it. And part of that balancing act is making the psychological adjustment. Okay, I can only do what I can do, and I have to also be proactive. I have to see that if I try and do everything today, I may be doing nothing tomorrow, or that I may have to invest in my Krishna consciousness. One reason, going to Mayapur, I may have to invest in my health, invest today so I can be continuing on 2 years from now. Good English saying, burning the candle at both ends. Can't burn the candle at both ends. And anyway, since this is my position today, this is what I'm speaking about on the podcast, and we will go to another topic tomorrow. Wish everyone a good day, and Hare Krishna.